We go together like
peas and carrots.
The Peas and Carrots Podcast, sharing life from our piece of the vegetable patch. Brian and Kayla Sanders.
Welcome to the Peas and Carrots Podcast.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Kayla.
Just a heads up before we get too deep in the podcast, Miss Kayla has some sinus stuff going on.
I have a little bit of a cold.
So if you hear her sneeze or hack, cough.
Just carry on.
Just carry on. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see. Yeah. Bless her little heart. But
I blame it on Florida.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay. Because it's never.
Because I went there to warm up and it was. What was the temperature in Florida?
58 or something?
It was 41 one day.
Oh, I forgot.
Not that I'm keeping score or anything, well, but yeah.
Apparently
so.
You are, but there's that. So,
but we just returned from where?
Disney World.
We went to Disney.
Yes.
This was our delayed trip from 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll share more about that in a little while, but yeah.
So, Miss Kayla, the Monday before we left for vacation, you fell down the stairs. Now, let me just be clear about this. I was in the truck.
You were waiting. We were getting ready to leave for work.
We were leaving for work. I was already in the truck. I was warming it up.
And I was rushing.
And I did not hear anything.
You
so
had
people
no
are
idea.
Like, you know, did you go to her rescue? Well, no, I didn't know anything was going on until she came out. She was limping.
We actually shared this on our last podcast, I think. But honestly, I was still in shock. So we didn't say a whole lot about it other than, well, I fell on the stairs. I was still in a lot of pain at that time. And 2 weeks forward, I'm still in a little bit of pain, but the bruise is healing. Had a massive bruise on my leg.
I asked you 800 times, could I take you to the doctor and have
and
an
I
x-ray?
Said no, because nothing was coming between us and that Disney trip.
And so we walked an average of 7 miles a day.
Yeah.
And you did fine.
I did. I can bend. I have full range of motion. So, yeah.
There you go. So.
But, yeah, it was memorable and terrifying. I hit the top step and then landed on like the fifth step. I bounced down 4 steps.
Sorry.
My right leg and hip took most of the impact.
The bruise is almost gone.
It's almost, it's, yeah, still got some swelling. So we're watching that. But everything I've read tells me 4 to 6
weeks. I think I could put a needle in there.
I think you're not doing anything.
And get rid of that swelling.
I think I could put a needle too, but it won't end well.
Okay. Oh. All right, then.
Anywho.
Okay. I think I just got threatened on a national podcast.
Nah,
but that's
not
okay.
Really. So there's something very fun that has emerged this fall. We are now evening what?
Tea people.
You love a good cup of tea.
Yes.
I'm so proud I have converted you.
Oh, yes. This little British woman of mine.
Yep.
I'll do 2 cups of tea in the morning.
I bought us a fancy kettle. And a teapot.
She bought a fancy kettle.
I did.
You excited about that?
I am. And we've used it several times.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's all good.
There you go. So, we're not going to be playing any Olympic games or anything like that. When you said, you know, hey, what are we doing in the evenings now? Like, we're not falling down the stairs. I want to say that.
Oh, too soon.
Okay, too soon. Wasn't too soon to go walk 7 miles a day at Disney, was it?
Average 9, but okay.
Okay. All right.
To say that our trip was magical is an understatement. And I know that sounds very cliche, but we wanted to share with you some of our thoughts, reflections, and stories on our week at the most magical place on earth. Mm. So what would you say first, B?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Or can I just run the gambit? Okay. Let me say this. You need to go ahead and prepare for some curveballs when traveling.
Yeah. Especially if you fly on Thanksgiving Day.
Right. We booked our flights to leave at like 11:30 on Thanksgiving Day.
Ha.
Delta canceled that flight and moved us to a 5:50 a.m. flight.
Uh-huh. We live 45 minutes from the airport.
So we had to get up a little earlier. And
a little earlier?
We got up at 2.
We had to be up at 2 a.m.
So that kind of stuff. So, and then not only that, when we flew back, instead of going through Atlanta, they actually routed us through New York.
And shifted our layover from 5 hours to how long?
8 hours.
That was pleasant.
And when you have an 8-hour layover, mm-hmm. when you leave Orlando and you go to New York, we were told that you have to go to the, when you land in New York, since it's an 8-hour layover, you have to go down to the whole luggage carousel.
You have to leave, go get your baggage and check back in.
You have to actually leave the airport, mm-hmm. go outside, come back in, recheck your bags.
It's the craziest thing I've ever done.
Go back through security and do all. And we did. It was okay, but it wasn't what we planned.
No. And it was a little nerve-wracking because this was a new airport for us, but it was a wonderful airport.
Yeah,
and we saw every inch of it in 8 hours, so yeah. Bitter party of one. Another thing for us, our arrival day at Disney World is always low key. We aren't these people that try to be there by noon and be checked in and drop off our luggage and go hit a park.
No.
We always ease into the trip. We spend the evening at Disney Springs, which this time we had the delight of spending the evening with
some of our friends, Stan, Jose,
your best
and Eric.
Friend Stan, yep. and Jose and Eric, and we did dinner with them. We always do dinner at Disney Springs, and then our park days start on day two after a good night's rest, so that we can not be half dead trying to navigate our first day in the park.
And we had a great meal that night, and
we did.
Let me just say that the restaurants at Disney and Disney Springs.
Oh, they're stellar.
Yeah, they're just mm-hmm. stellar. And let me say this as well. We'll talk about the whole food allergy thing here in a minute.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to, like, throw out the script. Whatever your plan is, throw it out. We flexed and went back to Epcot for a second day instead of Animal Kingdom. There are four parks at Disney. Animal Kingdom is probably our least. I like it.
Mm-hmm. But it's actually not my least favorite park. Spoiler. We'll come back to that.
But let me say this. It's the largest park.
Yeah.
And you're going to walk.
There's the fewest rides. And being that it was cold for Florida, we were afraid that the safari would be kind of underwhelming because the animals may be hibernating instead of coming out to play. So we just opted to take another day at Epcot, and we were really glad we did. It was very relaxing and fun. And
we had fish and chips.
We got to ride Remy's Ratatouille Adventure.
That was, yeah.
Go to France.
But if you're going to go on vacation and you start learning what you like to do, mm-hmm. don't just stick to a plan that's like pre-crafted. Do what you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
So
make it your trip, yes. not someone else's expectation of your trip. For us, we have learned plan for rest.
Can I just sing the doxology here? We would go to the park in the morning for
we'd get there at 8:30 because we had early access.
We'd stay for 4 or 5 hours. We'd have lunch and we'd go back and we'd.
Usually about 2, we'd get back to the room.
We'd go back
and take a little nap.
Take a little nap and then head back out around.
Because keep in mind, these parks open for, if you're staying on property, the parks open anywhere from 7:30 to 8:30.
And
you can be in there until like 9 or 10 o'clock at night, depending on which park it is. So,
and I'm not 35 anymore.
Mm.
And I, wait.
I felt that.
No.
I'm not either.
Okay.
And I really felt it this trip. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay.
Every grown-up is asking for a meltdown if you're trying to be in a park from 6 a.m. until 10 p.m. with no rest in between. So, and we saw some adults have some meltdowns.
We saw a meltdown. We were in Magic Kingdom, and these kids were having a meltdown.
Oh, my gosh.
And the dad turned to the kids and says, "If y'all do not shut up, I will kill the mouse." I
had to walk away.
I was gone. G-O-N-E. That was the funniest thing I have heard in a long time.
Not if you were those
time.
Kids. So.
But he says, "I will kill the mouse."
Yeah.
So, yeah. But naps were a great thing.
Yeah.
I kind of miss them now that we're back.
I know, right? This is a little rude
about
reality.
About 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm like, I really use a nap.
I wasted so much energy. This is just a reflection for me. There are so many things when you travel that are outside of your control. Will we stay healthy? What if something happens with our house while we're gone? What if there's an issue with the plane? What if our luggage gets lost? And for this trip, in retrospect, it was probably pretty stupid in some ways to take a trip with my leg the way it was, because there were so many unknowns. Is it going to heal? Have I broken something? But I wasted so much personal energy on all of that. And it ended up, none of it came true. And I thank God for that. But it was just a reminder to me, be okay with what you can't control. And just enjoy being in the moment. Mm. Because I think I did rob myself of pockets of time where I would kind of, I saw where it was going to be 16 degrees at home. And I worried about our pipes, and everything was fine. Yeah. But yeah.
So.
You also had a worry.
I worried about the food. I have all these food
allergies. And that was a just worry.
I have all these different food allergies. Now, we have a friend, Deborah, who also has food allergies, and she goes to Disney a lot, and she said they're going to take care of you. Well, I had never been there with all these food allergies, and she was right. They were stellar. Disney.
That struggle with allergies, share with them exactly what Disney did for you every time we checked in for a meal.
Every time we checked in for a meal, you check in on the app. And one of the things they ask you, do you have any food allergies? And I would actually check my 4 food allergies.
Yeah.
And then when we got seated, the waitress or waiter would actually come to the table and walk me through it. Mm-hmm. They even said that the chef would come out and talk to me.
They brought you a special menu.
They brought me a special menu.
Ticket was stamped with an allergy sticker.
Yeah, so they knew instantly.
Yeah.
I'd never had a single issue at Disney regarding food. Not a single issue. And they actually made allergy-free Thanksgiving dressing. I had turkey, allergy-free cranberry sauce.
I don't think you have ever been that excited.
Allergy-free gravy. It was.
Your face.
I almost cried.
I saw a tear.
Because a lot of that stuff would have egg or that kind of stuff in it. And I was able to. It was glorious.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
I just sat there for 3 hours. I mean, it was great. Ladies and gentlemen, we now have an unpopular opinion.
Magic Kingdom is just chaos. It just. For us,
now, let me
again,
just
we do not have small children.
Okay. Magic Kingdom is the one that has the big castle. The big castle.
Yeah.
Okay.
By far, for obvious reasons, it's the most loud park. There are the most meltdowns, the longest wait times. Our anxiety level actually rose after spending a day there. Would you agree?
I would agree.
So from now on, we've decided we'll just do what?
Half a day. There's like 3 little rides there that we enjoy.
Yeah.
And there's a restaurant now there that we enjoy. And we will go to
We'll
that.
Go do the castle and we'll do the shows. Yeah. We love the Very Merry Christmas Party. So we will probably go for that. But as far as telling ourselves we have to spend 12 hours at Magic Kingdom,
not doing it.
We will be very transparent. We do not typically nitpick at each other, but that was the one day we were really cranky with each other. And we finally realized it's this park. So we left. And
we rode People Mover, which was something
that was
we
kind of fun.
It's kind of fun. Now, the entrance and exit of People Mover is very odd and difficult. But there you go. Let me say this. Even though it's the most magical place on earth, it may not be the safest. We were taking some pictures at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
That was in Star Wars Land.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, set your purse down here.
Next to him.
And a little kid came up, apparently. Unzipped your purse. And
we wanted to think it was innocent, but when I turned, I saw the parent pull the kid off my purse. So I don't know if we interrupted something or if she just realized you're in someone else's bag. I don't know. Let's just say that as a safety precaution, I did not set my purse down. It was like women will understand this. It was like a crossbody bag. I just wore it for the rest of the trip because it was a bit, it rattled us a little bit. I mean, if anything had been taken, my wallet and your wallet were in the bag and it could have ended a lot worse.
But
so
nothing was
don't
taken.
Don't let your guard down, yeah, even though you're in Disney World. What was your best meal next to the Thanksgiving meal?
There's a barbecue place that's in the Toy Story Land. It's in Hollywood Studios. I think it's Rodeo, Roundup Rodeo or something yeah. like that. Barbecue. Y'all, it's the best barbecue I've ever had in my life. And that says yeah. something because I've been to a place out in Texas that's famous. But y'all.
It was incredible.
Yes. And
it's all you
they
can
brought
eat.
You
and
a
we,
basket.
We couldn't do more than one.
Right. It was all
one
you
order.
Could, yeah. You could. But they brought you barbecue chicken, brisket, ribs. Trying to think of what else. There was some pork in there, I believe. And we couldn't
sausage.
Eat it. Sausage. Mm-hmm. And then there were allergen-safe sides. We had mac and cheese.
Coleslaw. Beans.
Now, the baked beans were out of this world. And they
roasted
brought,
corn on the cob.
And they brought these allergen-safe biscuits. So I had...
With red pepper jelly.
So I took a biscuit, something that I like to do, and I chomped it up. Took my fork and broke it up. Now, chomped it up.
Well, you did chomp
it. My friend
it.
Derek's listening to this. He's going to just die. I took my fork and kind of crumbled it to the biscuit up and then poured those baked beans over that biscuit.
You were so happy.
I was happy as a pig in slop. It was glorious. At Disney, there are two famous Star Wars rides.
Mm-hmm.
One's called The Rise of the Resistance. One is called The Millennium Falcon. Rise of the Resistance is a total immersive experience.
It does not disappoint.
Do it. I'm just.
It lives up to all the hype.
If you are a Star Wars fan, go ride that ride.
It's probably the most epic ride I've ever done. Yeah.
And we did that. Then we went and rode the Falcon, and the Falcon was just underwhelming.
It really was.
So.
Yeah. Be prepared. If you do the Falcon, it's very interactive. You're either a pilot.
Gunner
or engineer. So you actually have to play a role. I ended up being an engineer. I couldn't even tell you what was going on the screen because I just kept having to press buttons that lit up. So I have no idea what happened on the screen. Rise of the Resistance, though, was everything.
I agree.
We did it twice just because the first time you wanted to take pictures, the second time, you actually just wanted to enjoy the ride. And I was really proud of you for
That's
that.
That's great.
So
we do recommend Disney. Let me say this. It isn't the cheapest place on earth.
Well, no.
But, you know, it is.
It's definitely a budget and save over time kind of thing.
So, but we would highly recommend it. Go out, enjoy life, have fun, have some great meals. So
they'll take all the pictures for you.
Christmas, it is the time of year for Christmas movies and Christmas shows.
Yay!
You love this time of year.
I do. What did we watch Saturday?
Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yes.
And
'tis the season to be merry and jolly.
Fa-la-la-la-la.
Okay, anyway. Now that we've gotten that out of our system, we thought, as we do every year, we would share a few of our must-watch Christmas shows, and then we'll go ahead and give a teaser. Our trivia question is going to be, what do you think we should watch?
Oh.
So we're going to go ahead and tell you that. But B, what are some of our must-watch Christmas movies?
There's another Muppet thing by the Jim Henson Company called Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. And the music in it is just incredible. The guy who wrote the music for Muppet's Christmas Carol also did the music in Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. And it's great. I mean, we love it. It's
we
a
do.
Sweet story. And it's fun. Miss Kayla?
This one may not be recommended for kids, but one of our favorite Christmas movies is Four Christmases. It's again,
hilarious.
It's probably not necessarily family friendly, but if you're having an adult date night, it's definitely worth it.
We highly recommend it. Probably my all time favorite Christmas movie is White Christmas with Bing Crosby.
Yeah. Danny
Kaye.
It's a great movie.
Is that his name?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. And then,
oh, it's so good. Yeah. We watch it at least twice every Christmas.
Love it. Miss Kayla, one of your favorite movies.
Yeah, again, apparently I'm just a heathen. Maybe not again for young kids, but National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, I just...
And you quote, what's your favorite quote? It's a beaut.
It's a beaut, Clark.
She says it all the time, y'all. She loves that. There are these little claymation shows. My favorite is The Year Without a Santa Claus. It has Heat Miser and Snow. I'm Mr. White Christmas.
I'm Mr. Snow.
That's right. So that's,
they didn't know they were getting dinner in a show.
They
today,
didn't. So now, this is, and this is, you don't even have to pay for this today. This is free, y'all. Another one of those. So there's Rudolph, which I also enjoy.
Yeah.
So, that's fun.
Yeah.
There's also one, isn't there one about the Island of Misfit Toys?
I think so, but I think that's part of Rudolph, isn't it? Yeah. So we also like the Santa Claus.
Okay, here we go.
Now there's three of them, and I will admit we love the first one. We love the second one. Could have totally lived without the third one. Maybe some people love it. Go on. Go right ahead.
It's got Jack Frost in it. Yeah. I think it's Steve, what's his name? Maybe not.
Tim.
Martin Short. Doesn't Martin Short play Jack Frost in that?
I think so, but Tim Allen is the he's the main star. So,
but we love the first two. Now, I'll admit we have not seen any of that Netflix series based on the movies
called
The Santa Clauses.
Not yet.
We've not seen any of that. A Charlie Brown Christmas.
One of my favorites.
You love it, don't you?
I do.
Where they say the, y'all, she's over here. She's got her little hands like a little girl and she's smiling.
So it's going to be a fun few weeks.
Okay.
Two others really quickly. I, of course, love to watch Harry Potter during Christmas because a lot of their movies are set.
Stop. I don't care if it's Thursday, August 24th, and there's a Harry Potter marathon on USA Network. You're watching it. And when you get me hooked in,
then you get nothing done because you're
nothing
watching
done.
Harry Potter.
Yes.
I don't care.
I especially like the final two, the Deathly Hallows 1, Deathly Hallows 2.
Finally, for me, my final choice would be The Polar Express. It's a great little movie.
I like it. I find it, it's okay.
It's supposed to be pretend, but yeah. What would your
none of this is real. Harry Potter's not real. Let's just go on record there.
What would your final choice be? Do you have one?
Christmas?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I
think Star Wars. There is the Star Wars holiday special.
There is. One. Now, that's pretty cute.
I enjoyed
there
that.
There we go.
So, anyway,
those are ours. If you go to our website and you answer this question correctly, you will win a Peas and Carrots coffee mug.
And?
Some stickers.
Some stickers. Okay. And what is that question, Miss Kayla?
What is your favorite Christmas movie that we should watch?
Okay. So you go to our website. It's peasandcarrotspodcast.com. When you get there, look for the trivia button. Mm-hmm. Click that. You can answer this question, Miss Kayla.
What is your favorite Christmas movie that we should watch?
Tell us, okay?
Please do.
peasandcarrotspodcast.com. Hey, you can search the Peas and Carrots Podcast wherever you get your podcast or visit our website.
It's peasandcarrotspodcast.com.
When you do, don't forget to
subscribe to the podcast, please. Okay. Or you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for the Peas and Carrots Podcast.
One more time. 'Tis the season to
be merry and jolly.
Fa-la-la-la-la.
For more about the Peas and Carrots Podcast and to reach out to Brian and Kayla, visit peasandcarrotspodcast.com. Growing through the challenges we face and finding hope along the way. That's the Jesus Fix It podcast with Jess. Check out JesusFixIt.com or search Jesus Fix It wherever you listen to podcasts.